Remote, I'm Gene Randall. COVID-19 is unleashing a cruel counterpunch in the United States. More than half the states are seeing rises in case numbers. Some are dramatic. The country has set a record for new infections. The totals to this point, 2.4 million cases, the highest in the world, at a cost of more than 124,000 lives lost. Texas is among the states pausing their reopenings as COVID-19 surges. Texas has played a leading role in efforts to jumpstart individual state economies deeply damaged by the pandemic. Texas has been setting daily highs for new virus cases. Governor Greg Abbott says the pause is designed to help check the spread of the disease until the state can safely enter the next phase of its reopening. Texas has experienced record numbers of COVID hospital admissions every day for 2 weeks. Elective surgeries in major cities are being suspended to free up hospital beds. The mayor of Austin, the Texas capital, told CNN his city's hospitals will soon be overwhelmed. The Texas death toll stands just over 2,300 with 134,000 cases. Arizona has lost 1,500 lives to the virus and has seen three straight days of at least 3,000 virus transmissions. And over the past week, 23% of Arizona's coronavirus tests have come back positive, nearly triple the national average. Seeking to protect the major gains they've made in dealing with the virus, the governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have ordered that visitors from 8 other U.S. states be quarantined for 2 weeks on arrival in New York. A White House coronavirus task force briefing, the first in nearly 2 months, is scheduled today at midday. The latest report on the coronavirus worldwide, more than 9.6 million cases, with a death toll approaching 490,000. The tallies are from Johns Hopkins University. More news online at voanews.com. There is also, for your listening convenience, an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. In the midst of the pandemic, the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump is urging the Supreme Court, to overturn the Affordable Care Act, best known as Obamacare. The high court filing came the same day the government reported that close to 500,000 people who lost their health insurance with economic shutdown have gotten coverage through Obamacare. The administration's legal brief makes no mention of the coronavirus. India finds itself battling infection numbers. It is reporting more than 17,000 new cases today, pushing the nationwide number past 490,000, with a loss of 15,300 lives. The resumption of Indian railway service has been put off until the second week of August. Delhi's case count alone tops 70,000. Indonesia, the world's fourth most populous country, has surpassed 50,000 COVID cases, with at least 2,600 fatalities. The government says the pandemic is likely to raise the country's poverty level above 10%. South Korea is reporting dozens of new COVID cases today, once again mainly from the area in and around Seoul. And there are concerns that new outbreaks will threaten to undo at least some of the success South Korea enjoyed with early actions to control the effects of the pandemic. China, meanwhile, says it is moving closer to containing an outbreak in Beijing, where 11 new cases are being reported today. South Africa, which accounts for half the infections on the African continent, has set a new case record of more than 6,500, bringing its count to over 118,000 with almost 2,300 deaths. An outbreak in Australia has produced 36 additional cases, most in the state of Victoria. Authorities say they have tested 20,000 people in the suburbs of Melbourne. Britain is warning people it could reimpose restrictions on movements amid increasing worries over lax adherence to social distancing rules. There were huge crowds at UK beaches this week, and Health Secretary Matt Hancock has offered a reminder that the government has the power to shut down beaches and other public areas. In Spain, the official in charge of the country's virus response says imported COVID infections are a growing concern. This as Europe prepares to welcome more visitors. 54 people who got the disease in the past week in Spain are said to have been sickened by recently arrived foreign visitors. Mexico reports some of its highest 24-hour case counts, with 6,100 new virus transmissions and another 736 deaths. Totals for Mexico, close to 203,000 corona cases and more than 25,000 lives lost. Peru now ranks sixth in the world in cases. Chile is seventh. Between them, some 528,000 infections and close to 4,000 deaths. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.